Welcome dear students. Today we will be discussing about quadratic equations, which is the fourth chapter in NCERT class 10 max syllabus. The chapter quadratic equations will be discussed in three modules. Today let's see the first module. In this module we shall be discussing quadratic polynomials, quadratic equations, identifying quadratic equations and forming the quadratic equations to some of the verbal problems. Let's recall what is a quadratic polynomial. Yes, a polynomial whose degree is 2 is called a quadratic polynomial. Some of the examples are p of x equal to x square minus 7x plus 5, p of y equal to 2y square plus y minus 3. Then, what is a quadratic equation? An equation of the form p of x equal to 0, where p of x is a polynomial of degree 2, is a quadratic equation. I'll repeat it. It is an equation of the form p of x equal to 0, where p of x is a polynomial of degree 2. Here, we have defined quadratic equation by taking x as the variable. You can also take any other variable for defining it. Some of the examples of quadratic equations with x as variable are 3x square minus 5x plus 2 equal to 0, x square plus 4x minus 5 equal to 0, and so on. In the earlier classes, we have learnt about the standard form of a polynomial, right? Similarly, a quadratic equation has its standard form. The equation ax square plus bx plus c equal to 0, where a not equal to 0, is called the standard form of a quadratic equation. Now, moving on to the identifying of a quadratic equation. How to identify whether the given equation is quadratic or not? For that, we have to simplify the given equation on both LHS and RHS. Check whether it is of the form ax square plus bx plus c equal to 0. If it is of the form ax square plus bx plus c equal to 0, then it is a quadratic equation. Otherwise, it is not a quadratic equation. Let's understand this by considering a problem. The question is, check whether x minus 2 into x plus 5 equal to x minus 3 into x plus 4 plus x square is quadratic or not. For checking whether it is a quadratic equation or not, let us first simplify LHS and RHS. When we simplify LHS, it leads to x square plus 3x minus 10. And when we simplify the RHS, it leads to x square minus x minus 12 plus x square. When we simplify this equation by bringing the terms to one side, the equation is x square minus 2x minus 2 equal to 0, which is of the form ax square plus bx plus c equal to 0. So, the given equation is quadratic. Similarly, we will consider another question to check whether the given equation is quadratic. The question is, x square minus 3x plus 5 equal to x plus 5 whole square. If you look at the LHS of the question, it is already being simplified. So now focus on the RHS. The RHS is of the form a plus b the whole square. So, if you simplify x plus 5 the whole square, it will be x square plus 10x plus 25. Equating both LHS and RHS, the equation will be 13x plus 20 equal to 0, which is not of the form ax square plus bx plus c equal to 0. So, this equation is not quadratic. Now, moving on to the next question. If we have a question like, is the equation x square plus 6x plus root x minus 3 equal to 0 a quadratic equation? Then, since the degree of the equation is 2, we often tend to say that it is a quadratic equation. I repeat, since the degree of the equation is 2, we often tend to say that it is a quadratic equation. But look carefully, look at the question carefully and recollect, how have you defined a quadratic equation? Quadratic equation is an equation of the form P of x equal to 0, where P of x is a polynomial of degree 2. Firstly, in the given equation, it is not at all a polynomial because the power of x in it is not a non-negative integer. So, the given equation cannot be a quadratic equation. So, we have to be careful in such type of questions when we are answering. And the quadratic equations can also be represented for our day-to-day situations. Like suppose, if we have the problem like, the area of a rectangular plot is 528 meter square. The length of the plot is 1 more than twice its breadth. We need to find the length and breadth of the plot. For this, let us consider the breadth of the rectangular plot to be x meter. Then the length of the plot is equal to 2x plus 1 meter. According to the question, the area of the plot 528 is equal to 2x plus 1 into x. If you simplify, you are getting the equation 2x square plus x minus 528 equal to 0, which is the required quadratic equation. If we move on to the next one, question, Rohan's mother is 26 years older than him. The product of their ages 3 years from now will be 360. We would like to find Rohan's present age. For this, let us assume that the present age of Rohan be x years. Rohan's mother's present age will be x plus 26 years. After 3 years, Rohan's age is x plus 3 and mother's age will be x plus 26 plus 3, which is equal to x plus 29. So, according to the question, the product of their ages will be equal to 360. Therefore, x plus 3 into x plus 29 equal to 360. If you simplify, it leads to x square plus 32x minus 273 equal to 0, which is the required quadratic equation. Like this, we can represent the given situations in the quadratic form. There are many other problems in your textbook, in the example questions also, which you can go through, where you will get a better idea of representing the given situations into quadratic equations. I hope you all have got some idea regarding defining quadratic equations, identifying quadratic equations, representing the situations in quadratic form in this module. And with this idea, you will be able to solve exercise 4.1 of NCERT Class 10 Max textbook. Thank you.